I'd like to say it's a joy to be here this morning. Appreciate another opportunity to be in the Lord's house, and I'm thankful for the Lord and Him passing by one more time. And I don't know this morning. I woke up, I guess, before anybody this morning and went out on the front porch and just began to read and kind of talk and listen to the birds sing and different things. I guess since we woke up, we knew we'd have to come this way. I didn't come this way to stand. I didn't come this way not to, but I just had a desire to be in meeting with you this morning. And I don't know the whole way this way. I don't really talk too much. Don't really say much to my wife or my kids about where we're going. I don't know. I'm a little strange, I guess, when it comes to certain things. Just want to make sure that I'm going where I need to go and doing what I need to do. And we come by and took the long way around, I guess, and we pulled in, and my wife and girls, they said, "Well, why'd you take the long way?" And I don't know. Just had to be sure this morning. But I do desire your prayers. I don't know what we'll say or do that might be a help to somebody. I'll be honest with you this morning, but I thought about the whole time y'all were singing, and I am thankful this morning that for the storms of this life, I don't know, you say, "Well, why are you thankful for them?" Well, I'm thankful for the storms of this life because it makes me enjoy the sunshine that much more. And be honest with you, if I always had sunshine in my life and never had troubles, well, I just wouldn't enjoy and be thankful for it that much. But I'll be honest with you, the storms and of this life and the things that we go through, it brings us down to size just a little bit. I do believe there's sometimes there's an old saying, I guess, getting too big for your britches, and that's sometimes where we get. In this life, just a little too big for our britches, and I'm thankful for the storms. But I got some familiar scripture. I got a strange thought this morning. Got it. I don't even know when I got it, but it's been rolling over in our mind and in our heart, and all I know to do is to give it to you this morning. But we're going to read in two places. We're going to start in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, and then we're going to flip over to the 15th chapter of Luke, and we'll read there. But we got, like I said, it's very familiar scripture this morning, I guess. But nevertheless, all we can do is read it to you and give you our thought and follow the Lord and go from there. But it says in the first verse of the 25th chapter of Matthew, it says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and shut, and the door was shut. And afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his vessel
ability, his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. So he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 more talents. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents behold, besides them. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. And lo, there hast thine that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. And thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to exchangers, and then my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take thee therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For everyone that hath shall be given, he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And in the 15th chapter of the book of St. Luke, we'll read, I guess, starting in the 11th verse. You know the story, and you know the scripture here, very familiar. But nevertheless, this morning, it's what we got. But it says in the 11th verse, and he said, a certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And that's all we're going to read this morning. I guess we could read further maybe down the line, but down the scripture maybe, but nevertheless, that's all we feel like reading this morning. I don't know, maybe you caught just a little bit of what was going on, maybe the theme of what I read, maybe just a little bit, but I don't know. This is what we got. The Lord come by our way, I guess, back during our revival down at Stoner's, and the thought come by our way, and it ain't left us yet. It come back by this week, and we begin to read and begin to study. This morning we went out, like I said, early this morning, and we begin to sit there and just read and kind of study, trying to just find out what the Lord wanted us to do. But I guess maybe if I had something to stick around, maybe just some little thought I could leave with you this morning, it would be the word. One simple word this morning, and it's opportunity. This morning, that's what I feel closest to our heart this morning. I don't know if you understand, or maybe you caught what was going on. I don't know, maybe you did. But in the 25th or 25th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, you read about the virgins. It's preached about a lot, preached about the wise and the foolish. But I want you to catch something there this evening or this morning. It says they all trimmed their lamps. This morning's what it says. So each one of them had an opportunity to trim their lamps. But as we know, the foolish had no oil, and the wise brought oil this morning. And then you read on. I read to you about the one about the talent. One had five and one had two. The other one had one. And guess what? The one that had five, he went and did what he needed to do. The one that had two, he did likewise. But the one that had one, failed on the opportunity to make more, make it better. This morning, so it was taken from him. This morning, and then I read unto you about the son. Preached about a lot, the prodigal son. Took all that his father had and went and wasted it on righteous living. This morning, righteous living. This morning, but this morning, I want you to pay close attention to what it says in the scripture. This morning, it says, and he divided unto them. This morning, it didn't say unto him. It said unto them. His living. We don't talk about the other brother and what he did with it. Well, it's not much mentioned in the scripture until the son that was lost and now is found comes back, and the brother gets mad. But the brother according to the scripture, gets upset with the father because the father went and killed that of the fatted calf, put a robe on him. And what the father tell him? He said, all that I have is thine. So they both had opportunity this morning. So this morning, you've got opportunity to do what you need to do for the Lord. Every day that you wake up is another opportunity to serve the Lord. What are you going to do with it? This morning, I don't know this morning what you need or what you stand in need of. But I'm going to be honest with you. How many times do we take hold of the opportunities that are given to us by the Lord today? Yeah. Do we do what we need to do with them? Or do we try to bury them in the earth? Well, I'll use it another time, Lord. I'll sing for you another time. I'll preach for you another time. I'll testify for you another time. But the opportunity is here this morning for you to get what you need to get this morning. Yes, it is. This morning, I don't know today why we don't do what we need to do. I don't know this morning. I can't explain it this morning, but it seems like the older I get, the more I see people not taking control or hold of the opportunity given unto them. Today, I'm going to say this. We were driving around. I told you, we took the long way here. We went through downtown this morning, and there was a race going on today. And I told my wife, I said, you want to go run a race? She said, no, I don't think we will this morning. And we just kept driving, and my daughter said, well, Dad, why are they running on the road? Just running. I said, well, they're in a race this morning. Can I? And as I begin to turn, I come down. I don't even know what that road is. I come down, turn right over there by the old charter building. Turn right, they'll come by. They've got an opportunity to head towards the church, but they're heading away from it. Today, I don't know. Today, they had an opportunity today. There's a lot of people today that's got an opportunity to move closer to the Lord, and they're just sitting down on him today. But we need you to move closer. Take the opportunity that the Lord's gave you today and grow in his word and trust in him. Love him. Be thankful that he gave you another day of life today. Because without him, we would have nothing this morning. But a lot of people spurn the opportunity. opportunity. Today we hear it. Today we've heard testimony after testimony. I'm thankful the Lord gave me another opportunity. I'm thankful that they sung another song. Each thing that happens while you're in the house of God and while you're above the ground, above 6 feet, is an opportunity to either get better, to grow in the Word, grow closer to the Lord, or go farther away from Him. What are you going to do with the opportunity that is presented to you this morning? Are you going to take the extra step? Are you finally going to trust the Lord with your whole heart? Or are you going to continue in the life of sin, trying to do better, trying to do this and trying to do that? Or are you finally going to put the talent that the Lord blessed you with to work and grow it for the name of the kingdom of God today? This morning you say, well, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. Well, neither can I this morning. I can't. So me singing, I'll try my best from time to time and make a joyful noise for the Lord. But I won't do it without music playing. I can't sing. I just can't. But I'm going to tell you what. The Lord called me to preach. Brother Randy, and it wouldn't have done me no good if the Lord called me to preach and I went and hid that into the earth and not tried to take the opportunity to serve Him and what He's called me to do this morning. The Lord's blessed you with something. I know we look around stoners and I can't help it. That's where I'm a member at. That's where I see it. But we see Isaac and Elisha and the Moore family just blessed with talent, musical talent. I can sit down and play the piano. I can't do that, Jeff. I can't. But I wasn't given that talent, Jeff. I wasn't, but I was given a talent to preach. I was given a talent to read. I was given a talent to pray. So I could have got mad and I could have sat down on the Lord and said, well, Lord, you bless them more than me. So I'm just not going to take the opportunity that you've given to serve you. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to sit right here and not do anything. That don't work like that. You know what's going to happen? You'll lose the voice that the Lord blessed you with. You say, no, it won't happen. You just sit there and not sing for the Lord. You see what happens. I'll say this. You prayer warriors, we need you. I need you. I know that. I need the prayer warriors today. I do. You sit there for a week or so and you not pray. You see when you get down if you ain't got to get some things out of the way before you can get a prayer through. I'm going to say this. Old preachers, if we ain't very careful, we can't preach because we ain't done what we needed to do. We've not taken the opportunity that the Lord's blessed us with to read the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to discern with the Spirit this morning. So guess what? When we get up to preach, we're going to fall flat on our face because we've not done what we needed to do. I know this morning it's a strange thought. It's a strange message. I can't help it this morning. I feel strange trying to deliver it this morning, but nevertheless, it's what the Lord's blessed me with this morning. Each and every one of us has an opportunity each and every day to spread the gospel of Christ. This morning, yes, we do. Guess what? Every day that we wake up is another opportunity. Yes, what? Hey, let me ask you this. Today, you ever heard there's a new opportunity at work? Would you be interested? Today, well, I don't know. I'm not that qualified. You know what it takes? A little training, a little bit of time. A little bit of devotion, devouting your time to learn that of a new skill this morning. So why do we spend so much much time trying to get better for the world instead of spending time to get better for the Lord today. The opportunity's there. It's just waiting on you to take hold of it this morning. I don't know this morning. I really don't. But I thought about that. I'll be honest with you. I read that scripture a lot about the prodigal son. And I don't reckon I ever noticed that it said them. Till one day, Brother Jimmy come up to me after service down there at Stoner's. I guess somebody had testified or something. And he said them. He said, do you realize it says them? And I kind of stopped in my tracks. The Lord began to work on me. I began to read that scripture. And I guess that's where the thought come from. The Lord spoke to me. He said they all had opportunity. Yes, they did. You've got opportunity. You're here this morning. You're half the way there. If you're lost and undone, let me just say this. We spend a lot of time, and I know I just said it, but we spend a lot of time focused on the lost, but we missed the point of church members, the saved, the redeemed, taking hold of the opportunity to grow better in the Lord today. We miss it this morning. If you're backslid on the Lord, trying to fix your life, trying to get it all worked out, take the opportunity that the Lord's gave you. Go to Him today. He'll build your life back. He'll make it better than what you could ever make it. He's just wanting you to take hold of the opportunity this morning. I don't know. I don't know today. I told you. I can't help it this morning with what I got today. But I can't help but think that if the son there, the other son, would have took hold on the opportunity to make a better life, that would have been wrote about. But he sat on what his father had gave him. Now the other one went and took the opportunity to spend it on the world. But do you realize this morning, and I know today we harp on that about, and it's a good depiction of somebody that's lost coming back in. But I can't help and see the other son as a church member, Brother Randy. I can't help it. This morning, you've been blessed with a good life. You've been blessed with the keys to the kingdom. But you're just sitting on it today. You're not doing nothing to grow the kingdom. You're not doing nothing to grow your life in the Lord. You're just sitting there. The Lord saved your soul. He gave you everything you needed. He gave you the opportunity. But you're not taking advantage of it today. And it's on you. To grow closer to the Lord. It's not on nobody else. It's not on your family, but it's on you today to grow in the Lord. Just grow today. That's what the Lord wants you to do, is grow in Him today. I can't, I know this morning it ain't, I don't know, it ain't a shouting message. I know today, I know, I watch your services, I told you, I know last week y'all had a barn burner, people coming to the altar. I can't help it this morning. I didn't come with that, Brother Randy, but I did come to tell you about an opportunity that you can take part of today. If you're lost and undone, if you backslid, if you think you're just right where you need to be, guess what? My God knows what you need. You ain't got to tell me. You ain't got to tell nobody in this church. But it's up to you whether you're going to take hold on the opportunity that's given to you to do what you need to do for the Lord. Today, I'd be honest with you today, if we all could see each other's heart, we'd all see that we all got room to move up. Ain't a single one of us in here perfect. it today. But let me just tell you this today, and I can't help it. I'll get back to my thought, but we listened to a song yesterday. It says, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that saved my soul. Today, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is to tell you this morning that there's opportunity for you to grab hold of life this morning.
Bless you.
There's an opportunity this morning. You know why? We just celebrated it last week. I don't celebrate Easter just one day a year. I'm sorry. And I don't celebrate Easter for the Easter money. Let me just say that. I can't help it this morning. I don't celebrate it for that. But there come a time in my life, Brother Randy, that an opportunity came. And I died out to sin. Today, and I needed a resurrection in my life. I needed it, Randy. And there was an opportunity given because somebody took the opportunity to preach the Word of God in the truth and in the Spirit, and it pricked my heart and gave me an opportunity to come take hold of life. Yes, it did this morning. So what are you going to do with the opportunity given? I don't know this morning. I love you today. I do. This is so much to me more than it is you, probably. I know it is. I've preached to myself all week. Guess what? Abram ain't took hold of the opportunities that's been given to him, Brother Randy. I ain't always done right. You can sit down with me and my wife, and she could tell you probably a lot of my faults and failures. She knows me better than anybody in here. But guess what? She took an opportunity on me, Brother Jeff, and I'm thankful for it. I am. I really am. Guess what? This morning, the Lord's took an opportunity to preach, to send somebody to preach the Word. Get past me. Don't look at me. You may not like the way I deliver. You may not like me as a person, and that'll be all right. Just get past me, though, because the Lord sends you an opportunity to get out of where you're at, to move closer to the Lord, to come back home, to get your heart right with God today. We need it in the land that we live in. Today we got enough people selling out to the world. The Lord wants you to sell out to Him today.
Amen.
There's always opportunity. I could go through every scripture in the Bible this morning, and there is an opportunity everywhere. You say, well, I don't know. Well, I'll take you to the Adam and Eve. Very beginning of the garden, there was an opportunity given to either take of the fruit or deny. And what'd they do? They took of it. Let me just go ahead and send you over to Revelation. And, well, Easter brought us resurrected, brought us back to a state, Brother Randy, where we could get back in the garden with Him today. It gave us an opportunity to eat of the fruit of the living today. I've tasted of it today. I appreciate. I'm looking forward to when I die and this old body gives way. But let me just say this today. I've got an opportunity today to live in the land of the living while I'm here on this earth. And I'm going to take hold of it. I'm going to eat of the fruit. And that this morning, because of Jesus Christ, I have the opportunity to do so.
Amen.
You can wait all you want to. But I'm going to tell you what. The opportunity that was given to me through Jesus Christ, I believe it said there, I could find it in the 9th chapter of Hebrews, and goes on down into the 10th chapter today, this morning, and even talks about it in the 25th, 26th, 27th chapter of Matthew. It's a lot in there today, but when that veil was rent from top to bottom, today it gave each one of us the opportunity to enter in this morning. What are you going to do with the opportunity that's given to you? Are you going to hide it in the earth, or are you going to do what the Lord's told you to do and multiply your talents this morning? It's up to you this morning. I'm not preaching. I'm not harping on you. I promise. I'm not. I love you this morning. I do. I love you today. But I want you to realize them five wise and five foolish. You know what? Today, them foolish ones, they asked the wise. Can I say this? Before they ever trimmed their lamps, the foolish ones had the opportunity to bring the oil with them. But they did not. Today, but guess what? Then they trimmed their lamps and they realized today. Can I say this? You know why the wise were wise? Because they took the opportunity to make sure they were prepared. Today, yes, they did. Today, let me say this. It ain't always on your dying deathbed that you got the opportunity to enter into the kingdom. I'm sorry. You may see a different, but the Lord better be calling you if you're going to enter in. Today, I know a lot of people, I'll wait till I get 60, 70. It's just not my time. You know when your time is? When the Lord gives you opportunity to enter in. Unless He gives you the opportunity, you are not getting in this morning. I can't help it. This morning, that's the scripture. I can back it up with the scripture this morning. But I'm going to ask you this morning, search your heart. See if the Lord's bidding you to come, giving you the opportunity to get born again, get your life fixed, get your life in order. This morning, can I say this? And I've said it before, I can't help it. This morning, it may just start with you and then trickle down. It very well may this morning, but every opportunity that the Lord gives you, take hold of it to share the gospel. Don't be ashamed of the gospel and that of Jesus Christ this morning. But that's about all I got this morning. I know it was short. I know it probably wasn't much this morning. I don't know if you got anything out of it or not this morning, but I do know this. This morning I've got, I had an opportunity to preach this morning, and I tried my very best to give you what the Lord gave me this morning. So I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you need this morning, but I do know each one of us is given an opportunity. Each and every day that we live, you've got an opportunity. I'll say this, you've got choices, and those choices may bring certain opportunities this morning. This morning, but I'm thankful this morning the Lord gave me an opportunity to get into His kingdom, to be born again this morning through the Spirit of God. I've got that opportunity to serve Him this morning. But I love you this morning. I don't know how to close out, but I'll turn it back over to Brother Randy, and I hope you got something out of it this morning. Yes, sir.